I still would love to have my mother meet my children. But I trust that God knows best. Faith, believing in order to see. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know how this bend in the road is going to work, but I choose to believe that it's going to be good because I know He is the one that's in control. I know He is the one that holds my future. We walk by faith, not by sight. In Habakkuk 2:4, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Habakkuk, in the middle of his questioning, in the middle of his doubting, he says, "The righteous shall live by faith." We believe, and because we believe and we trust God, God leads us in the right way. It is His righteousness in us. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Without faith, without believing, without trusting, it is impossible to please God. And while we may not always fully comprehend the circumstances of our life, faith gives us the strength to be able to move forward even when we don't have our way. We live by faith because we don't see the end. We don't know what God will do. If it's honoring to Him.
When you said that your faith was shaken when your mother died, I knew a man who was a very, very godly man, and he was losing his youngest son. And he felt the same way. His faith was being shaken. But, you know, I heard him stand up in church one day and say, "The Lord answered my prayer.
And the question is, do we trust Him when we don't see how that healing takes place? I do believe God healed my mother by taking her to heaven, and that was the way He chose to do that. I do believe that. The question is, will we trust God when we don't see now from the end? When we're in the middle of that crisis point, is there something that we can do? Can we say, "I choose to trust"? I choose to trust. Sometimes that kind of seeing, the faith sight, sometimes that seeing is impossible. Do you remember the story of Elisha and his servant in 2 Kings? The king of Aram had come and he was trying to trap the king of Israel, and he'd leave an ambush with all of his army, and every time he would do that, God would give a divine insight, a divine message to Elisha. Elisha would get word to the king, and the king would go a different way so they couldn't ambush. And finally, the king of Aram said, "Somebody in my inner circle is telling the secrets of what's going on. Somebody in my inner circle is telling the king, so he's getting out of this. Who is it?" And the inner circle said, "Don't you know it's the prophet Elijah? God's telling him what's happening, and he's getting out of it." He says, "Well, we're going to take care of this." So he sends his army, not to the king of Israel, but to handle Elisha. And they wake up the next morning, and Elisha and his servant are there, and they look out the window, and the entire city is surrounded by the Arameans. And Elisha's servant is understandably freaking out a little bit. He's going, "What are we going to do?" And Elisha says, "Don't worry, it's okay. Because those that are with us are greater than those that are with them." And then he prays, "God, open the eyes of my servant so he can see." And all of a sudden the guy looks out and he sees what I don't believe Elisha saw but understood. He saw that all across the hillside were angels, an angelic force that were far greater than what the Arameans were. And he said, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel, saying, God, the Lord of hosts, is here to protect us. And God intervened in a miraculous way and showed his grace and love even to people that were foreigners in that process. Sometimes seeing seems impossible. When those times come, here's what you need to do. Ask for help. Ask for help. You know, one of the cool things about Jesus, you know, he came and was born. That's what we celebrate at Christmas time. He was born as a person. Scripture tells us that he experienced everything that we have. He was tempted in every way that we are, yet he was without sin. And one of the cool things is that he understands temptation. He understands trial. He understands frustration. He understands grief. Everything that you and I have experienced, he's experienced. He knows it. There was a man who came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples and they couldn't heal him. If there's anything you can do, please do it. Now, what the man described was an epileptic seizure. He would fall to the ground, sometimes with the fire, he'd foam at the mouth. These different things happen. And he said, there's this evil spirit in my son. But he went on and said, if there is anything you can do, please do it. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible to those who believe. And the man came back, and as he's reprimanded by Jesus, saying, you know, if you believe it can happen, the man said, I believe, but help my unbelief. I believe as much as I can, but there is a measure of doubt in me, and I'm not sure I'm fully embracing that. So help me fully embrace it. Can anybody identify with that? I believe, but I'm not sure how it's going to work out. So I'm just not quite all the way there. Help my unbelief. You know what Jesus did? He healed the boy. And the man's faith became sight. He was healed. The boy was healed. And the man was healed with his lack of faith too. And the I want to believe, I believe, help my unbelief was restored. Help my unbelief. Seeing Christmas, grasping Christmas, living Christmas, new faith, new hope, new life. But it's December 30. Christmas was 5 days ago. Christmas is over, right? Or is it? Because Christmas is Christ. The blessing of Christmas is in Christ, and Christ lives on. We can live Christmas. We can see Christmas. We can live by faith because Christ lives within us. And we can live Christmas all year long. We can allow Christ in us all year long and let him live through us. So you can live Christmas through 2019. Can you see? Do you have the faith that helps you see? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. It is only by grace that we live. It's by your touch. It's by your help that you give to us. And Lord, earlier in the service, we had people coming forward to be anointed and prayed for. And we know that you know each one of those needs. There were others that did not come forward. And I ask that you would intervene in their lives as well. With all of us, I pray that you would help us to choose to believe, even when we don't see. To choose to follow you and to listen. and that our trust will be strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite you to stand. We're going to close with a song that I'm sure probably everyone here has heard. It's Amazing Grace. God's Grace. And it was written by a guy who